I invite you to play with this metaphor that I'm going to tell you. You can read the metaphor below this video, but I'm going to share it in a slightly different version here in the video. I actually believe this literally because I'm kind of crazy, but you don't have to believe it. But I think whether you believe it or not, it's a really useful tool, useful anchor, and way of viewing marketing, actually, and enrollment and content and things like that. Okay. So, what I believe, what I envision is that before you and I incarnated to this earth, when we were still spirits, souls in the afterworld, in the eternity, and the connected with all that is, we were part of these things called soul groups. Now, how many people are in a soul group is up for debate. I've heard a high of his number as 144,000 as part of a soul group. Yeah, I have. And who knows, maybe even more, right? There are unlimited souls. Why not? So I prefer to say that you have 144,000 other soul group members. Just play with me. This is a metaphor. It's a useful tool. So then we said, you know, this is so, everything's so lovey-dovey here. We all understand each other perfectly because we're communicating telepathically, and we have unlimited time, unlimited energy, unlimited understanding and love. And we have time to spend, unlimited time to spend every single person in the soul. And everyone's perfectly understanding. And we started to wish for faster growth in terms of our individuation, that each of us could self-actualize even more, to become even stronger, unique energy. And so we said, you know, let's all play a game. Let's do a hide and seek game, shall we? It's very temporary. Don't worry. I know it seems a little scary when you play with, but don't worry, it's very, very temporary. So what we're going to do is we're going to temporarily leave this realm, which, okay, set aside, I don't believe we ever left, but we just kind of have a kind of avatar connection down here. But anyway, we're gonna seem like we left this realm, and we're gonna reincarnate into Earth at the time of the World Wide Web. What is the World Wide Web? Well, you will find out. It's a thing where you can go on these little devices and be able to ping your energy signature out to thousands of people at once. Really remarkable. I know you don't believe it, but watch, it happens, right? And you do that through writing things or speaking things or making videos of yourself or taking pictures of yourself or taking pictures of other things. It's really remarkable. And when you do that pinging, some of us, we're gonna incarnate all over the world, you know, all over the country, all over the, you know, and also in different, sometimes different decades. But we'll all be there around the same 100 years. And so once we get there, please remember, when you hear this World Wide Web thing, the internet, take hold of it and show yourself as authentically as you can on the internet, because we're waiting for you. We're playing hide and seek here. And so that's what we came here to do. The more you are willing and courageous to show yourself authentically, to practice, to grow into your most powerful energy signature expression here in this life, the faster you win the game of hide and seek by finding all of your soulmate clients and supporters, allies, essentially, and they find you. So that's the story that I choose to believe. And it's been very empowering for me, because I realize that when I ping my energy signature out there, the ones who are not for part of my soul group do not respond. And they sometimes, once in a while, I get some bad energy. You know, the more I ping, the more people are out there. But it doesn't matter. Most of the time, you know, I start to find some of these soul groups. So that's helpful for me. And these soul group people are the ones we are inviting in to be part of our 20 at this time. Now, that makeup of the 20 may shift, of course, over months or over years. The makeup of your 20 will shift, because you're going to, if you practice authentic content creation and regular distribution, as I do, and as I try to encourage you to do, You're going to have more and more people who want to be part of your group, and you have to decide, well, okay, what do I do now? You know, it's going to be a good problem to have later. But let the story inspire you that you're not trying to chase people down and to beg them to be part of your group. No, if you have to do that, in my story, they're not part of your soul group. At least they're not part of your intended 20 at this time. So I hope this is helpful, and I look forward to seeing if you have any reactions to the story below.